We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
It's like 50 things labeled in the folder today, Sue's News. So
it'll be a good one.
Uh-oh. Yeah, there's all kinds of audio in here, just so you
all
know.
All right, well, we're going to start with, you know, I talked about this. It was, I think, a random fact, or maybe we just discussed it. But this is a specific one from the Great Blondin. Now, the Great Blondin fascinates me. He is that crazy French stuntman that would keep coming up with ways to cross Niagara Falls.
Oh, okay.
All right. And on this day, 163 years ago, in 1859, he crossed, this is the Great Blondin, Niagara Falls on a tightrope carrying another man on his shoulders.
Oh, that's amazing.
What?
Like, what kind of, I want to know what kind of footwear.
Right? And how
involved.
Did they even string the thing across there? The
and
whole thing
so
boggles
windy.
The mind.
I mean, it is so windy.
That's
too.
The part that I was always confused on.
How do you do that?
Who did that?
And you get
right?
wet.
Right? I don't get that. And this one does have music. Good luck to you. It's
the Beatles?
Yes. Ha ha. 55 years ago. In 1967, the Beatles, All You Need Is Love, hit number one.
Yay. Love, love, love. Love, love, love.
That's beautiful.
Love, love.
Bum, ba, dum, bum, ba, dum.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing.
Should I just let it play?
I love it. Okay, no, it's okay.
I was waiting.
I was singing. On the same day, by the way, Ringo and his very lucky wife, Maureen, had a baby boy named Jason. So they will always remember that day. Isn't that kind of
sweet? That is nice. That is a good story.
Does anybody know anybody with a 557 area code yet?
I don't believe so.
Nope. No.
You know, they got, you can now get those. Apparently, that's the new thing. It started a couple weeks ago, but I have yet to have anybody say to me, ooh, I got the 557. Nobody really wants one.
No, because
it will be forced upon you. And I just wonder if anybody's had one yet. Okay, so far, no. I will continue to check back until I know somebody.
Yeah.
Scientists have put together a 3D model of an ancient megalodon shark this week. Hmm. And based on fossil evidence, it was 50 feet long.
Wow.
Now, they think that this 50-foot shark could have eaten creatures the size of killer whales in just 5 bites.
Oh
my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
scares
insane.
Me.
The megalodon was one of the biggest predatory fish of all time. It was 2 to 3 times as big as a great white shark. Essentially, it was longer than a bus and a really strong swimmer. So it would just get going and pretty much eat anything in its path.
Why have we never had that creature portrayed in a motion picture? That
right.
sounds pretty cool. Not even
yeah.
during Shark
Sharknado.
Week.
Shark
right.
Week.
Sharknado.
Yeah.
It should the be Megalodonado or whatever.
I thought there was one that came
was
out
there?
Like a year or so, maybe 2 years. Maybe it was before
you know
the
what?
Pandemic. I'm not sure.
No, there was a Goofy movie with the Megalodon.
Yeah. Somebody wait. Look that up, will you?
I will. I'm going to look that up right now. Go ahead.
Like the Megalodon was the featured?
I think,
yeah,
I think
okay.
so.
Now I do remember
I'm not
some
sure.
sort of trailer.
It could eat killer whales in 5 bites. Can you imagine?
Oh, yes.
You're
yes.
heading out to the
there
beach.
Was
oh, the Meg. That was the Meg.
The Meg.
That's
oh,
right.
The Meg.
And I never did see that, but I heard it was actually pretty good.
Yes.
No.
You win, Abby.
Was it bad?
There's
of
no
it
way
was
it was good. There's just no
2018.
Way.
2018.
Jason Statham.
Yeah.
He's in that movie.
Oh, yeah. But you remember, though. I mean, the video. I mean, this thing was, oh, yeah. I never saw it. Now I want to.
For okay, the person. First time ever. Streaming services were the most watched television platform last month, overtaking cable. Streaming made up to 34.8% of all TV usage in the U.S. Now, this is according to Nielsen ratings. Since March, usage has grown monthly by about a point, And experts think this was driven partly by Stranger Things on Netflix. Stranger Things had 18 billion minutes of viewing time, don't you know? 18 billion. Cable was just behind at 34.4% of TV use, and broadcast is now at only 21.6%. But this is a kind of a monumental thing. We talk about streaming numbers, but they hadn't overtaken cable until now.
You know, I was looking, my wife sent me this story today that I guess Disney beat Netflix. Disney has edged past Netflix in terms of total streaming customers and added 14.4 million. Did we have that recently?
We did.
Okay, that's what I thought. But Rebecca Reardon did not hear it, so she
Well, that's
sharing
okay.
It
it's still an interesting fact. And if you're looking for something to watch this weekend, the first episode, oh, we got music, do we not? Of House of the Dragon.
Yes.
This is set well before.
Oh, I'll get to it. The
Game
prequel.
Of Thrones, right?
Yeah, 200 years. The prequel to Game of Thrones debuts on Sunday at 8 p.m. our time. It's going to be on HBO and HBO Max. It has been 3 years since Game of Thrones ended. Have you do you watch that? Didn't you, Fred?
Oh. I did, and I'm rewatching the first season right now.
Just to get up, Jane, you watched the whole thing?
I did.
Abby,
I think I watched half of the first season years ago.
Yeah, Mark, are you a Game of Thrones guy?
Oh, absolutely. I've watched most of Game of Thrones twice, not all.
Wow.
I didn't watch the final season again, but I watched the. Well, how many were there? Were there six?
Eight?
I watched
okay, seven or eight.
I watched seven of them twice.
Oh, that's interesting. I have not seen it. I just don't care. But I'm the exception to the rule. Now, it has been House of Dragon is set 200 years before Game of Thrones, and it has 10 episodes. So that's what you're looking for.
And is that the whole thing, or is it just a season?
This is just the new season.
Okay.
And they haven't said, and maybe they have, and I just can't remember whether it's going to be. But I know it's a big deal. Sunday at 8 p.m. our time.
So these are always tough because, you know, what happened with Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul is not the, the typical end result because Better Call Saul was so good. So in this case, I think there's a lot of Game of Thrones fans that are somewhat nervous moving forward. I've seen a couple of different reviews that have been pretty positive. I wanted to see here what's it called again? House of Dragon.
House
Hold
of
on, I want to
Dragon.
See what it said. Okay, so it's 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's a pretty good
That's
number.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that is a pretty good number.
What does Better Call Saul have on there, just for comparison purposes?
Let me just see. Now you're gonna.
Better
Call Saul
do
is
you
like
think?
90.
I'm just not that kind of time era person. I don't, you know what I mean? That's not my time.
98. 98% for Better Call Saul.
So,
I would say, who is that 1% person or 2% person?
Yeah, somebody dumb. Fred, what'd you say?
I like that time period.
Yeah. See, you like that. What is it?
I don't know.
Yeah. The people love it. I'm just a weirdo.
Which time period?
The
Game of Thrones
time.
Is set
kind
in.
Of medieval okay. sort of.
When dragons are roaming the earth, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the Megalodon, Friday, that's today. And today on Netflix, Echoes, starring Michelle Monaghan.
Monaghan.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And listen to this. She stars as identical twins who habitually swap identities. Then one of them goes missing.
That's a new concept.
Huh? And her sister has to unravel the mystery and figure out if she's still alive.
Hollywood keeps coming up with great new ideas. You got to give them credit, right?
Wow.
And Sunday at 8 Eastern on Fox, it's the NFL preseason, about which none of us cares, but it's the Cardinals and the Baltimore Ravens.
Hmm.
Are you ready for the end of Sue's News?
Oh,
I am. You want me to do one more?
No, never am I ready for the end, Sue. Never.
Thank you. For that. And finally in Sue's News then, today's random fact. Okay, since we've been talking about school buses are yellow because you pick up that color in your peripheral vision at least 1.25 times faster than any other color. You pick up red the second fastest.
That's why they're yellow.
Interesting.
Maybe that's why fire engines are sometimes yellow or red.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because some of them are, right?
Yeah.
Look at that. We learn things on Sue's News. This
Sometimes.
Is a more educational show than I ever anticipated that it would be, and I appreciate it. By the way, on the topic of entertainment, Paul Hall with Common Guy Films is going to talk about 5 days at Memorial, Bad Sisters on Apple TV+, a couple other things, She-Hulk on Disney+, and guess what's coming out next Tuesday on digital? The best movie of the year, Top Gun.
Yep.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.